chapter 2, let's start in verse 36. This is part of the message of Peter. If you remember, on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came down on the church in the upper room, and immediately after the Holy Spirit descended on them, they went out, going to the streets of Jerusalem, and then Peter got to preach that very powerful message that produced 3,000 believers on the day of Pentecost. Now, we're going to start with the ending of that message and then proceed on. This is the conclusion of his message. Verse 36. Therefore, let all Israel be assured of this. God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Messiah. Verse 37. When the people heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the other apostles, brothers, what shall we do? Peter replied, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and your children and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call. With many other words, he warned them and he pleaded with them, save yourselves from this corrupt generation. Those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day. Verse 42. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. Did you notice something here in the passage that we read? There were actually two sentences which basically consisted of the same words. Look at verse 41 and look at verse 47. Let me read verse 41 to you again. Those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day. All right? And then you jump to verse 47, and the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. The Lord kept on adding to the church. The Lord added to their number. The Lord added to their number. It's something that you see consistently in the book of Acts. And here you see the heart of God, that it's truly in the heart of God to keep on adding to the number of his people every day. Not just on a weekly basis, but even on a daily basis, God wants to add to the number of his people. God is not into Planned Parenthood. Sorry, ah. God is not into family planning. God is not into birth control. As far as the heart of God is concerned, the Bible says that God is not willing that any should perish, but that all, everybody say all, all should come to repentance. So it is in the heart of God. He just wants to add and add and add into his family. God wants to do that. And for this morning, I want to talk about the plus factors. Add, the plus factors of evangelism. Let's pray. Holy Spirit, again, we recognize that you are here in our midst. You are our teacher. Oh, I pray that you inspire this word. Open up our hearts, open up our minds. Let there be understanding and let there be application for your word. In Jesus' name, everybody say, amen. So here was Peter. He preached the word. Powerful sermon. Now, everybody would attribute that the harvest of souls that happened on the day of Pentecost had something to do with the preaching of Peter. And rightly so. It was a powerful preaching. But may I suggest for this morning that aside from the preaching of Peter, there were some plus factors, some added factors on why the evangelism of the early church was just so powerful. And may I say that if we're going to follow the example of the church in the book of Acts, the same thing can happen to us as a church. Alam po natin to, I've shared this with you before, that the Lord, when we were transferring to this place, the Lord gave us a vision of a swarm, huge swarm of bees just coming together. Who was here last Friday? Oh my goodness, it was great. It was great. Who was here last Friday? Oh, sayang. Anyway. Wow. So, I think it's part of the centuries bees coming together. And I think it has to do with the oil of God just being poured into this place. There is so much oil in this place, and God just wants to gather all of the centuries bees. By now, I suppose, alam na ninyo yung centuries bees na sinasabi ko, alright? Centuries bees, B-E-E-S. Hindi B-E-A-S-T. Alright? Mga bubuyog coming together. And the centuries bees, they are the ones who don't gather pollens, they don't gather nectars, they gather oil. And that speaks of us as a people. We come together, we gather for the oil of the Lord. We want the oil, we want the anointing of the Lord. We want to be a church that's known to be hungering for the anointing, for the presence of God. Alright? Now, here, in the story, Peter preached, given na yon. And when he preached, 3,000 souls were added to the church. But I'm suggesting today that aside from the preaching of Peter, there were some plus factors that helped the church to be very effective in soul winning. So let me just go straight to the point. What are the plus factors of evangelism that we can see in the early church, in the book of Acts, that we can actually use for our day to day? For church so blessed, and even for the body of Christ. Let's start in verse 38. It says here, well, 37, when the people heard the preaching of Peter, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the other apostles, brothers, what shall we do? 38, Peter replied, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the, what? Forgiveness of your sins. Everybody say forgiveness of sins. Something about the message of the church. Something about the gospel that we carry. It is the assurance of forgiveness that is in Jesus Christ. I'm not sure if you know, but of all the world religions, and when I say all world religions, I mean all world religions. I don't have to name each one of them. You know them. Well, one, Buddhism, Confucianism, Taoism, Zoroastrianism, what's that again? Yun. Islam, etc., etc. All the world's major religions cannot claim that they can assure you of forgiveness from sins. Not one. All of them can just tell you, hey, follow this path, follow this path, follow this path, and hopefully at the end of the path, you will find yourself in heaven. They give you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. But if you ask them, are you sure that you will be going to heaven? Are you sure that there is forgiveness of sins? Not one. Only Jesus gives us that assurance that if you come to Him and repent of your sins, there is forgiveness of sins. And it is something that we should be happy about, that whenever we share the gospel to someone, we can tell that person, you know what? You come to Jesus, you surrender your life to Him, you repent of your sins, and He assures you, everybody say, assure. There is the certainty of forgiveness in Jesus. I don't know about you, but I struggled with this. At the early part of my Christian walk, and dito manggap na ako kay Jesus, I surrendered my life to Him as Savior and Lord. And my brother, yung sinabi ko sa inyo na pogi, intelligent, etc., he played a huge part in that. Sabi niya sa akin, nag-uusap kami minsan, we were chatting, sabi niya, man, if I remember correctly, I shared the gospel to you. Sabi ko, you did. You did. And he played the major part in the breaking part. God used him in the crucial stages. Because I was stubborn. Paulit-ulit siya nag-a-attempt na mag-share ng gospel sa akin. So anyways, here I was, I finally got born again. I got born again, and then I got born again, and again, and again. I remember watching the 700 Club almost every day. Not that I wanted to. Yun nga lang, kapag dumadaan ako doon sa tapat nung... Men, would you remember this? In front of the residence ng mga galo, nanonood yung lolo nila. The 700 Club, it's always right there. And Pat Robertson or Ben Kinchlow or Danuta Soderman, whoever was hosting the show, magpapatanggap kay Jesus. Me, I knew I was doing some crazy things. I knew I was doing some foolish things. So here I was, I would receive Jesus today, I would receive him again tomorrow, I would receive him again the following day because I knew I was doing some crazy things. So I got born again and again and again and again. So finally, I got really born again. Pero ito yung, this was the thing that was playing in my mind. What if I died that night? And I would be right in front of God. The thought that was playing in my mind was that, all right, oh, people, Hiram is now here. Let's play the Betamax. Who can relate with the Betamax? The VHS. Before the VCD there was no. The laser disc. Huh? Ang nag-laser disc yun yung mga social. That's the long playing album type. And then came the VCD. The VCDs and then the DVDs. And then the MP4s. Huh? Okay, so anyway, going back, I still remember the thought that haunted me. What if I die that night? And I knew I did some crazy, worldly, foolish things like I lied or I watched porn or I listened to some worldly music. Naki Hotel California ako. Worldly ba yung pastor? Ay, naku po. Another one bites the dust. So here I was. I was thinking, what if I died? And then I'll be right in front of God and God would say, all right, people, everybody in heaven, all of the angels, here's Hiram, play the Betamax. And they will play the Betamax. And I was just so afraid of it. You know what? My prayer every night will be this, Lord, paki-erase po lahat ng file. Paki-erase po lahat. I was so afraid of it. I was just so afraid of being embarrassed right in front of all these people and then not even be worthy of the mercy of God. And then God would decide, you know what? I'm sorry, but you don't belong here. And then you get kicked out. May takot akong ganon. But today, I'm presenting to you the beauty of the gospel. That in the gospel that we present, we can actually tell people that if they come to Jesus in full surrender, in genuine repentance, everybody say genuine. Let me just highlight that word. In genuine repentance. You mean to say, Pastor, there's not genuine repentance? There is. I mean, people can just say, Lord, sorry po, but not really mean it from their hearts. Genuine repentance would say, you're turning to God and turning away from your sins. No more. Everybody say, no more. Dapat pag nag-repent tayo, repent. Sometimes the story is like, repent and then repeat, repent and then repeat, repent and then repeat. And play all over again. It doesn't work that way. And the promise of the Lord is that if there is genuine repentance, there is going to be absolute forgiveness. And we can tell people that. So when I discovered that powerful truth that in Jesus there is forgiveness, 1 John 1:9, we all know this verse. If we confess our sins, God, our God, is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from some unrighteousness. See? Ulitin natin. He is faithful, He is just, He will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. So even when you come before God, sabihin mo, play the Betamax. You know what? Lahat po ng part that would cause you shame, burado na yon. Who's happy about that? Who's, sabi, yung bang nandiyan, oh no, nandiyan na, oh! Sabi, ay, wala. Because God has erased them because of the blood of Jesus. Who's happy about that? And that's something that we need to tell people. You know what? The gospel that we carry is the good news that in Jesus Christ there is forgiveness of all sins. Everybody say all. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 14. Oh, I love this. Hebrews 9, 13, 14. Everybody read, go. The blood of goats and bulls and the ashes of a heifer sprinkled on those. Ani heifer, pastor? Yung po yung napakalikot na bata, takbulan ng takbo kung saan-saan. Batang yun, heifer talaga. Okay? Okay? You're learning from me every day. So, the blood of goats and bulls and the ashes of a heifer, that's a special type of a cow. All right? Sprinkled on those who are ceremonially unclean, sanctify them so that they are what? Outwardly clean. See, in the Old Testament, they would sacrifice all of these animals, get the blood. And through the blood of those animals, they become outwardly clean. Not so. In verse 14, not so with the blood of Jesus. Everybody read, how much more then will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered Himself unblemished to God, cleanse our consciences from acts that lead to death so that we may serve the living God. See, the blood of Jesus is so powerful, it does not just clean outwardly, it cleans even the conscience. Yung guilt, ba't ko nagawa, sama. The blood of Jesus is so powerful, it cleanses all of our sins away. Sino rito may nakaraan? Ang walang nakaraan, ewan ko sa kanang galing. Lahat ng mga nakaraan, including the ugly ones, they're gone. And it's something that we need to tell people. In Jesus, there is absolute forgiveness. It's the power of the gospel. That when we tell people, you know what, just come to Jesus, come to Jesus. I don't know about you, but I believe this with all my heart. So many people are struggling with sin, with the issue of sin. Who has read Pilgrim's Progress? Who has heard about Pilgrim's Progress? Who does not care about Pilgrim's Progress? Watch the movie, Pilgrim's Progress. Wala talagang pakialam. Ano pinagbababasa nyo? Facebook, pastor. Can I give you an assignment? You know what? I'll publish Pilgrim's Progress. And I'll put right there, the author will be Hiram Pangilinan. Hopefully, you will buy it and then read it. Nga lang, inangkin, inaakaw, ano? Pilgrim's Progress, there's this, the main character, his name is Christian. Now, Christian, he started reading the book. And when I say the book, he started reading the Bible. And from the Bible, it's an allegorical story by John Bunyan. And he was reading the Bible, and so he discovered that the city that he was staying in is the city of destruction. He knew that that city is about to be destroyed by fire. And of course, he was referring to the planet Earth. That eventually there will come a time, everything will be destroyed. And so he's thinking, I need to go to the celestial city, and that would be heaven. He's looking forward to going to heaven. But in his journey, it was a long journey of struggles. It was a long journey of meeting so many kinds of characters. There's good characters, there's bad characters. And he was carrying this burden all along the journey. Ang laki ng burden. He was just carrying the burden. And it's the burden of sin. He knew and he's so guilty of all the sins that he was carrying. He was carrying the burden of sins all over his journey. He was just carrying it. You know what? Ang ganda ng picture kasi that finally when he came to that point of the cross and he encountered Jesus, the burden was removed from his shoulders. And it's the same thing for us. And we can tell people about this. Hey, you come to Jesus, there is forgiveness of sins. That's what attracted the people to the preaching of Peter. He told everyone, hey, you know what? This Jesus whom you crucified, come to him. Repent. There is forgiveness. Tell the person next to you, there is forgiveness. Ito pa yan. If we are recipients of God's forgiveness, who's a recipient of God's forgiveness here? Then we should also be forgiving. Kasi, doon lang naman maniniwala ang tao sa atin eh. You really mean there is forgiveness in Jesus? Yes. And when he forgives, he just erases them all? Yes. And when he erases them all, like, there's no more of it? Yes. Eh, ba't ikaw ang dami-dami mong karga? Ba't ikaw ang dami-dami ng mga dala mong... And this, si ganito, ganitong ginawa niyan, ganitong ginawa. If there's the complete erasure of all the sins as far as the files of God are concerned, then as far as our files are concerned, dapat matuto rin tayong magbura. Alam niyo yung delete button? Dapat matuto tayo mag-delete. Hmm? Wesley, I need you here. We really need this. Kailangan matuto tayo magbura ng mga negative contents ng puso natin and learn to erase all of the sins and offenses of people against us. Amen? Yung parang pagka nakita tayo ni God, hey! How are you? Naku, Lord, na nahiya ako. Ang dami ko pinagagawa. What are you talking about? I don't even know what you're talking about. Lord, yung ganito. I don't know what you're saying because he has completely forgiven. The same thing with us. So that when we get to meet people, when we get to see people, oh, kumusta na? Hala, ito yung... I don't even know. I've totally forgotten. Who likes that? Who likes that? Ako gusto ko yun. Gusto ko yun. Gusto ko magkaroon ako ng amnesia sa mga offenses. I like that. So that we can actually face everyone and not even be afraid of sadali, ano bang, may ginawa to sa akin eh. May ginawa to sa akin. May ginawa to sa akin eh. Ang tingin-tingin mo dyan. May ginawa ka sa akin eh. Ano yun? Dali, inaalala ko pa. Sabi mo yung katabi mo, mag-amnesia ka na. Si Lord may amnesia eh. Amen? Alright? Let's move on. Hallelujah. Who's happy about that? God has forgotten all of our sins. Amen? Next, let's move on. The plus factors of evangelism. First is the plus assurance of forgiveness. It's like this. Ha? Para maintindihan yung outline ko, it's like this. Preaching plus assurance of forgiveness. Alright? You may want to add right there, preaching plus assurance of forgiveness. Number two, jump to verse 43. Everyone was filled with awe. Everybody say awe. Spell awe. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. So here's the second thing. The plus factors of evangelism. It's now, number two, preaching plus works of mighty power. The reason why the church was growing tremendously and why the Lord kept on adding to their numbers was not only were they preaching the gospel, but they were preaching the gospel plus works of mighty power. Is there still a need for that, Pastor? I mean, we're preaching the word. We're sharing the gospel. We have Sure Ka Na Ba? That's a gospel presentation. We have the gift of God card, the Romans 6:23 card. That's a gospel presentation. I have the four spiritual laws. That's a gospel presentation. We have the navigator's bridge. That's a gospel presentation. Ang dami. Si Pastor Finney may inuwi. Asa na? Yung baller mo. The different colors. I mean, lots of gospel presentation. Is there still a need for us to add the mighty demonstration of God's power in our presentation? The answer would be yes. In God's wisdom, He says, hey, you know what? You preach the word, but don't stop with the word. The apostles, what they did was, they continued on performing wonders and signs, and because of that, everyone was filled with awe. Spell awe. Everyone was filled with awe. See, I think we can put the, well, one of the factors why the world has lost its awe for God. And one of the main factors why the church has lost its awe for God is because we have stopped moving in the wonders of God. It has become, Christianity has become more of an intellectual faith. I mean, if you can just present it to me in a manner that's rational, I'll believe you. If you can present Christianity, if you can present the gospel to me in a way that's easy to understand, I'll believe you. Or if you're able to present it to me using some scientific back up, I'll believe you. See, the problem is that we have tried to make Christianity an intellectual faith. But if you will look at how Jesus presented this salvation plan, it has to do with Him dying for our sins and then Him being raised back from the dead 3 days after. What's so rationalistic about that? What's so scientific about that? For something to be proven as scientific, it has to be something that can be repeated over and over again. I-repeat nyo nga yung resurrection. Which is precisely why the people of the world would not even believe in the resurrection of Jesus. Because they say, do you have scientific proof for that? Do you have scientific proof for the resurrection? Something can only be proven to be scientific if it can be verified by experiment time and time again. You cannot do the resurrection of Jesus time and time again. He was resurrected once and for all. Are you getting what I'm saying here? Now, it is important for the church to go back and include the mighty power demonstrations. Why? Because people, when they see a demonstration of God's power, they will say, wow. So, the Bible accounts are true. Let me just give you some examples here, alright? I went to a seminary. In that particular seminary, I encountered some liberal professors. Now, some of these liberal professors did not, still do not believe in some supernatural things. They say, for example, demons are not for real. Demonic spirits are not real. So basically, the demons that you get to read about in the Bible are just figments of imagination, because back then they were not yet so enlightened. So I was listening to them. But at the back of my mind, you cannot convince me that demons are not real, because I have encountered people who are floating on thin air, heavily demonized. I mean, lumulutang sa harapan ko eh. Just your imagination. Eh, lumulutang eh. The power of the name of Jesus, when you tell the person who's floating on thin air, and when you say, in the name of Jesus, you demon, I rebuke you and I command you right now, ibaba mo yung tao niya sa lupa, eh bumababa eh. And then when you say, in the name of Jesus, you come out, and they come out. And they don't just come out, they come out manifesting. Sumusuke eh. Naglalaway eh. I remember lots of encounters wherein they would salivate in front of me. The one who mentored me in deliverance, Pastor Monching Gasilao, when I was praying for someone and he saw it, sabi niya, that's a four-pointed, what's his term for it? It's a four-pointed dripping, parang ganyan. I forgot the word. Sabi ko, ano pa ibig niyo sabihin? Tingnan mo, obserbahan mo. May lumalabas dito, 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 dito. Sabay-sabay. Sabi ko, ano pa ibig sabihin nun? Eh di maraming labasan na sabay-sabay. Okay. May mga ganun pa. Wow, lalim, di ba? Four-pointed. Wow, four-pointed. Magmula na nagbilang, oh wow, three-pointed. Ah. And then, I hear of people accusing me of making people drool. Ay, huwag niyo imbitahan niyan si Hiram sa church niyo. Bakit? Yung mga tao niya, pinaglalaway niyan. Mahirap yun, ha? Sampulan natin, maglaway ka. Three-pointed. I mean, you cannot do that. But see, because of those experiences in deliverance, nobody can convince me that deliverance is not for real and it's not for now. See, the argument is simple. For me, the argument is simple. If you're saying that deliverance does not work anymore today, I mean, where did all these demons go? Satan is having a heyday in the lives of so many people, including believers, only because he has been able to trick us into thinking, hey, don't mind him, he's not minding you. Huwag yun ang pakilama yung demonyo, masyado kayong demon-centered. Tell that to Jesus. Jesus, masyado ka namang demon-centered. Mag-heal ka na lang ng mag-heal. But why is it that for every town that he would go to, he would heal the sick and cast out demons? I mean, if we are true followers of Jesus here, whatever Jesus did, we do. And the argument about, well, that was pre-resurrection and there's post-resurrection. Jesus said, teaching them to obey all the things that I have taught you. So what did he teach us? Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. So we get to do that up to now. And when we do that today, it brings back the awe of God on people. Tunay pala. You've heard the story of what happened in Barangay Kawag, Subic, Zambales. Who has heard of that story? Who has not heard of that story? Nakadepende diyan kung itutuloy ko ito o hindi. Who has heard of that story? Barangay Kawag, Subic, Zambales. Who has heard of the story of the balitang K demonized students? Who has not heard of the story? Nakadepende uli dyan kung itutuloy ko ito. It's actually the story that brought the Ministry of Deliverance, at least our Ministry of Deliverance, into national limelight. When ABS-CBN's Balitang K approached me and requested, Pastor Hiram, can you accompany us? I said, where to? To Subic. Sabi ko, what's in Subic? Kasi po, merong high school doon, merong mga estudyante, 6 or 7 of them simultaneously being demonized, and we want you to come with us. Sabi ko, bakit ako? Kasi po, we've heard you teach, and we saw you minister in this particular spiritual warfare conference, and we want you to accompany us, kasi nga po, may mga sapi yung mga batang yon. Sabi ko, anong plano niyong gawin ko? Bakit ako kasama? Para po, pagka nagwala sila, kayong haharang. Habi ko, at least honest, hindi ba? Para, wow, panangga. gusto mong manggulpi, itong gulpihin mo. Parang ganun na dating. So anyways, we went there. When we went there, I convinced some other people from the church. I convinced them. This was how I convinced them. I remember Pastor Manny was there. Pastor Manny, where are you? Ba't ka lumalayo sa akin? Gusto ko dito ka. So Pastor Manny was there. Ati Laila was there. Ati Laila, are you here? Oh, ba't ka nandiyan? Ito yung mister mo. May LQ. Ay, intrigera yun, ha? Pastor Allen was there. Who else was there? May isa pa. Kuya June, Pastor June Valdez was there. So there were 5 of us. 4 guys, 1 woman. It's like Voltas 5. Wow, Jamie. You know how I was able to convince them to go with me to Subic? I told them this. Punta raw tayo ron, may pagpipray tayo ng school. Pero pagkatapos na mag-duty free tayo. Because back in 1999, duty free was the big thing. Subic yan, no? So sabi ko, tapos yung mag-duty free tayo. Eh, tingin ko kaya sila sumama dahil sa duty free. Hindi doon. Punta kami. Eto na. Tagpuan pala yung Subic base. Tagpuan. Everybody say tagpuan. Tagpuan lang pala. Dahil yung eskwelahan was about 2 hours away from Subic base, going up the mountains of Subic. Ang layo. So we went there. And the way to go there would be to ride on a 4x4. Kasi talagang bundok. Iniwanan namin, was it your car that we brought, Kuya Manny, no? Dati po si Pastor Manny, he loved just driving for me. He volunteered to drive for me anywhere. Some of our church plants, thank you for using him. Talagang pinagdadrive ako niya. Dati po, mabait siya sa akin. So, ngayon, mabait pa rin. We went there. Sakay kami sa 4x4 ng Vice Mayor. Kasi nga, up the mountain eh. And of course, following the 4x4 would be the pickup truck of ABS-CBN. Nakatatak talaga yun, ABS-CBN. So when we were going up that mountain, yung mga tao ng village, nakita ABS-CBN, uy, may artista ito! Nagsunuran talaga, hinahabol nila. Andyan yung mga artista, andyan yung mga artista. Ha? Huh? No. Paglabas ko ng pickup truck, nalungkot sila. Ay, sino yan? Sino yan? Well, ang kasama lang naman si Ate V nandun, si Ate V. So anyways, cut the long story short. We arrived there. We got to pray for the demonized. There was not so much manifestations coming from them. And the producer / reporter, she was disappointed. Kasi nakaganyan yung camera habang may pinagpipray kami. And nothing was happening, considering that all of these people from the whole town went out and just observed what was going on. I even requested the principal, I'm cutting the story short, I requested the principal. Principal, I'm offering you a permanent solution to this problem. The way to do this is to have all of your teachers come out, go to the covered court. All of the students come out, go to the covered court. And then I'll just share a word, a short word. So nagputahan, all of the students, all of the teachers, yung vice mayor was there, all of his bodyguards were there, barangay captain was there, the barangay people were there, lahat ng mga usyusero, usyusera, they were all there because they saw ABS-CBN. And I preached the word, the shortest sermon that I ever preached. I said, sino po sa inyo nakakalam nangyari dito the past 2 weeks? Because the demonizing has been going on for 2 weeks. Sino sa inyo nakita, alamin nangyari dito the past 2 weeks yung may mga demonyo na palipat-lipat? And everybody raised their hands. And I told them this, did you know that every person who does not have Jesus in his or her heart is a candidate for demonization? Pwede po yung lumipat maski kangino. Basta wala si Jesus sa puso ninyo bilang Panginoon tagapagligtas. Sino po sa inyo gusto tagapin si Jesus ngayon? And everybody raised their hands. Tapos ang preaching. I'm telling you. So pagkatapos nun, everybody received Jesus, everyone, the principal, the teachers, the vice mayor, the bodyguards, the students, everybody in the village. After I did that, I said, now principal, sabi ko, bring me the demonized students. Ngayon na po'y pagpe-pray, opo. Kasi po, pag pinag-pray ko yung kangina at naglabasan, lilipat lang yan, sino dyan ang lilipatan? So basically, what I did was close all of the doors that are possible entry points for these demonic spirits. And in doing so, we just removed all of the possibilities for these demonic spirits. You get contained right there and then we cast you out. So we got to pray. Nung araw na yon, 7 ang demonized, 6 lang ang umattend ng klase. Because the mom, the mother of the 7th kid, decided not to send her daughter anymore to school because she gets demonized in school. So we got to pray for the 6 and the camera was rolling. Nung natapos, sabi ko, okay na po, tapos na. Sabi nung producer, Pastor, yun na yun? Opo, yun na yun. Walang, wala po eh. Sabi niya, Pastor, kailangan. You know how it sells. You know how it sells. And when they reach the studio, they will tell them, there's nothing. It's called human interest factor in journalism. Wala human interest. And yan, may pinag-pray, wow, ang galing. Nothing. No dramatics. And so, she decides, Pastor, if there's not going to be anything that's dramatic here, we need to do a reenactment. Sabi ko, kayo na po dyan, hindi ako marunong marte. And said, they were doing the reenactment. Meron silang pinatungan ng kumot na itim, ng tsyung. And then the mother of the 7th student came. She arrived. Hawak-hawak niya yung anak niya. Sabi niya, nabalitaan po namin, nandito raw yung mga Ghostbusters. Pwede pa po bang ihabol yung anak ko? And so, they brought the child right there and somebody called me, sabi, Pastor, nandiyan yung pang-7 bata. Ah, okay, sige, pag-pray natin. And we prayed. And camera rolling again. Eh, doon nag-manifest. And she starts manifesting. And then, I remember, I said, in the name of Jesus, all of us team, we were 5. See, we're Voltes 5. I'm Steve. Alright? Sino si Mark? Pastor Allen. Si Big Bird. Si Pastor Jun Valdez, Big Bird. Little John's Kuya Manny. We were Voltes 5. And I said, at the count of 3, in the name of Jesus, we strike you with the hammer of God. 1, 2, 3. Wala kaming hammer, by the way. Ay, pinukpok sa ulo. It's a spiritual weapon. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 says that the weapons we fight with are not physical. They're not carnal. Hindi tayo nang mamartilyo ng tao. They're not physical, but they're mighty in pulling down strongholds. And I said, 1, 2, 3, and we strike you with the hammer of God. And immediately this demonized student fell on the floor. She starts rolling over and then back. And in Jesus' name, we command you out. In like 3 minutes, 5 minutes, the demonized student was set free. Hallelujah. Ito pa maganda. Ito maganda. While that was going on, the producer slash reporter who invited me, para nga ako yung panangga, she was right there on the door of that room narrating the blow-by-blow account to the people of the village. She was telling them, tingnan nyo po ah, obserba nyo, hindi po nila hinawakan. Tingnan nyo po, hindi nila hinahampas. Lahat po yan sa kapangyarihan lang ng pangalan ni Jesus at napalaya yung bata. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! You know what? When we stepped out of the room, when I told the people, you remember, all of you received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior earlier in the covered court? And they said, yes, that's the Jesus that you received in your heart. That Jesus is powerful. That Jesus is sovereign over all. He rules. And they all clap their hands because of that. Hallelujah. What am I telling you? The reason why that village was in awe of that Jesus was because they encountered more than just an intellectual presentation. They saw the power of this Jesus. Huy, totoo itong Jesus na ito. Napalaya yung mga estudyante, napalaya yung mga bata. For 2 weeks, they have been tormented in that village. But because of that encounter with the power of God, they all have this great and glorious encounter with God. We need that again. It's not just an intellectual presentation, people. Tell the person beside you, you are anointed. Sino rito gusto gamitin ni Lord sa healing? Sa healing! Sino gusto gamitin ni Lord sa deliverance? Sabi oh. See, all of us, we carry the same anointing. The same Holy Spirit who lives in us. Amen? So, it's preaching plus works of mighty power. Third, let's move on. So what's number one? It's preaching plus what? Assurance of forgiveness. Secondly, it's preaching plus works of mighty power. You may want to add to your notes Mark chapter 16, verses 17 and 18. Oh, I love this quotation from Bill Johnson. He says, we owe the world an encounter with God. We owe the world an encounter with God. Number 3, verse 44. Oh, I love this one. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. What do we see here? It's preaching plus deeds of kindness. Why was the church so effective in winning people to Jesus? Why was the church so effective in just bringing in all of these souls into the kingdom? Because not only was it just the words coming from their lips. Hey, believe in Jesus. Hey, believe in Jesus. Hey, you must be born again. There were deeds of kindness. Hindi lang sila puros boka, it was seen in their lives. It was seen in actual encounters of love. The church must be a mirror of God's love. We cannot just be parroting love. It has to be seen. It has to be seen. I think it hurts the heart of God whenever we tell people about His love, and yet when it comes to our actions, we speak otherwise. The reason why the church was so effective in adding to their number daily those who were being saved was because it was visible in their lives. And they were not selective in loving people. They just loved. They just loved. We need to understand there are people who are just so easy to love. Tingnan mo yung katabi mo, kasama yan sa easy to love. In Jesus' name. But then again, there are also people who are not so easy to love. But Jesus loved them all. See, I stand before you this morning, afternoon. And I must confess, I'm still deficient of this. I still need more. I still need more. But I want that the church will just be a genuine channel of God's love. What did Jesus say? John chapter 13, verse 34. John 13, verse 34, 35. Let's all read this, people. All right? Everybody, John 13, 34. Everyone, go. A new command I give you. Love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. Now, where is this in the Bible? This is in John 13. Would you remember what happened in John 13? In John 13 would be the Last Supper. In John 13 would be Jesus washing the disciples' feet. In John 13 would be Jesus washing the disciples' feet, excluding the feet of Judas Iscariot. Pastor, talaga? Hindi pala kasama? Hindi. He washed everybody's feet, including Judas's. Hindi pa ba alam ni Jesus na huhudasin siya ni Judas? Ang lungkot, no? Pagka sabing, Judas ka. It has to do with Judas betraying Jesus. Wala namang Pedro ka. Judas. God knows Pedro not pay. Wala namang ganun eh. But may ganun, ha? God knows who does not pay. Pang-convict yan eh. Yung mga sumasakay ng jeep dyan, pag hindi kayo tinablan nun, no? God knows who does not pay. So did Jesus know beforehand that Judas is going to betray Him? He did. But did He wash Judas's feet as well? He did. And then He tells them, a new command I give you. Love one another. Excluding Judas, ha? I mean, He just loved everyone. He just loved everyone. Oh, people, if we will just be honest about this and be honest before God, we need to admit before the Lord, Lord, I'm deficient still. Namimili pa rin po ako. I get to choose who I can love. I get to choose who I can be kind to. That's not the style of Jesus. That's not the style of Jesus. That's not the style of Jesus. He just loved everyone. Why was the church effective in winning souls? Because they loved everyone. We need to just get God to remove all of these biases and prejudices that we have about people and against some people, and just become a channel of God's love. I love what I heard last Friday night from our speaker. Jesus, he is not really asking us for something big. He's just asking us for something simple. Just love. It's as simple as that. Love. And if we do that, I would say we will be like the church in the book of Acts again. We will be able to win all of these souls and bring them into the kingdom of God. What does Heidi Baker say? Stop for the one. Eh, basta nang luloko yan eh. Well, of course, we get to practice discernment as well. I'm not saying remove your discernment. But I would love to see a church that's big in its heart as far as loving people is concerned. My philosophy has always been this. Magkamali na ako, pero magkamali ako on the side of love. Because then, the Lord will be the one to reward me still. May kilala po ako, hindi ko nalang babanggitin. Ilang beses na siyang napuntahan ng mga nanlilimos. Nagbigay pa nga siya 1,000 eh. Hindi ko babanggitin talaga ako sino ito. Nagbigay siya ng 1,000 eh. Naalala ko yan eh. Kuya Manny, magkano binigay mo? Ang totoo, it was not just him. It was the two of us. May lumapit sa amin eh. Kalalabas lang daw niya na iwahig. He wants a fresh start in life. So to help him out, naglabas ako. Naglabas din siya. Dalawa kami nagbigay. And back then, I won't even tell you how much I was receiving, but it was a big amount for me. Mas malaking kay Kuya Manny. And then we got to transfer to the new church. This guy comes back. Because it's a new church, it's a new venue, he did not know it's the same pastor. So, dating siya ron, the same paper. Pastor, kalalabas ko lang po ng iwahig. But here's the story. Before he went to the new venue, same pastor, new venue, before that, I was treating my family to Jollibee. And I still remember all of us, I treated them to the value meal because that was all I could afford. The value meal back then was 35 pesos, value meal. You have the burger, you have the fries, you have the drinks. 35 pesos for Chelsea, Finney, Wesley, Lolette. All of us, we were having this. It's a feast for us. We were having this great time, bonding time with our 35 peso value meal. And then on the other table, I saw this guy. And he was treating his big family. They had chicken joy. 2 pieces each. They had spaghetti. They had not the regular yum burger. They had champ. They had chicken joy. They had spaghetti. They had fries. They had champ. They had the big drinks. I was looking at them. Sabi ko, kilala ko yun. Yun yung lumabas sa iwahig. Kami nandito sa 35 pesos na value meal. Siya may ganun. And then he went to the new venue. And he was, Pastor, kalalabas ko lang po na iwahig. Chicken joy. I mean, I was looking at him. I was looking at chicken joy, spaghetti, champ. Wow! Hindi ko sinabi yun. Pero to sinabi ko, Huwag na po.
Pastor?
Huwag na po.
Pastor, ang papakita ko sa iyo.
Okay na po, huwag na po.
Hindi ko masabing chicken joy!
So what about that, Pastor? The Lord would be my rewarder.
Bigyan niyo na lang kay Lord.
Like if there's a person that you may be having a hard time getting along with, Lord, I'm going to do this for you. Let me be a channel of your love still. I just want to be a channel of God's love so that in doing so, I will be able to attract more people into the kingdom and let the body of Christ represent the head himself. If Jesus is full of love, we must also be full of love. Amen.